You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Davis at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. This is something I've been meaning to do for at least 2 years now. At least five or six times every office hour, I go through what a real Botox injection should be all about. And I wanted to describe this on someone who has a very, very animated face. And we're going to use this beautiful model right over here to describe why we need to think about Botox injections as a tug of war that's happening between opposing muscles and trying to get the muscles that you want to win the tug of war to like overtake the other ones. And the perfect place to describe this is in the forehead and frown line region. So what we always have when patients come in are patients that are looking at this particular area of their face. And everyone knows pretty much that Botox is a great choice in trying to make this area look so nice and fresh, just like it does on this young lady. But do a frown for a second. That's the animation that I would say 99.9% of the patients come in and say they want to stop. Because, relax for a minute, as you continue to do that year after year, day after day, you will start developing these lines here that everyone calls the 11 lines, or those furrows, or those angry looking lines. Do it one more time. So what's happening here is there's a muscle here, there's a muscle here, and there's a muscle right in the middle. And that complex of muscles, when you squinch down like that, not only cause these lines, the one across the bridge of the nose that can develop, and these vertical lines, but the other thing that most people really don't think about is that it's causing the brows to be pulled down. And that's why we call these muscles the depressor muscles of the forehead. Relax again for a minute. So those muscles are the ones that we really want to address when we're talking about doing something to get this kind of a result, which is what we call a chemical brow lift. And the way we get that is because by knocking out these depressor muscles that are causing the brow to come down, do it again for a second, and you can see what happens here. The eyelids start to come down. You can even see a little bit of skin that's there. This whole area comes down because of these muscles. So if we inject these muscles over the course of about 7 to 10 days, those muscles will stop functioning that aggressively and raise your brows up in the air.
Those muscles
will now take over. And that muscle group is the frontalis muscle, and it really is the only elevator muscle of the forehead. So that muscle that's pulling the brows up is what gives that beautiful brow lift look. So that's the kind of balancing act we have to talk about, because what happens if a patient comes in and goes, I don't really care so much about these lines here, but I hate these horizontal lines that are on my forehead. Raise your brow up again.
Those are the elevator muscles.
And I'm telling you again, 99% of the patients that come in that want to do something about this area have this and this as a complex. So what we're trying to do with these patients is trying to figure out a balancing act where the elevator muscles will win in this tug of war, but yet you're still able to knock out a good majority of these horizontal lines. And that's where peppering the amount of Botox in this area in a very gentle way will allow those horizontal lines, raise them up again. Those lines can also be addressed, as well as frowning those muscles. But it's the balancing of those two that I spend a lot of time talking to my patients about. And I'm really hoping that this video will be able to be something that I can show to patients so they can even listen to it in the exam rooms so that I can review it again with them, because it is something to really think about, because it isn't something that's very intuitive. Most people think that when you put some Botox injections here, it's going to raise your brow, and it's absolutely the opposite. Putting too much Botox in these horizontal lines, the only thing that's going to do is create a situation where these muscles that, do it again, that pull your brow down, if those are stronger than the ones that lift your brow, you're going to get that thing that everybody hates, and that's the brow droop. And that's, everybody comes in and says, a girlfriend of mine or something like that had that experience happen, and usually it's because there's a little bit of an overzealous amount of Botox or some sort of neuromodulator. It could be any of the other ones that are out there now that are injected maybe too much in the forehead, and that's not letting the elevation of the brow happen. So that's a little quick discussion about how to inject Botox in that area of the face. Any other questions or concerns, definitely go to the website and you can see other information or come into the office for a consultation. Thanks very much. Nice talking to all of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.